Jesus is the heart of Christmas. Find his peace on busy days. May the messages of Advent guide us through the Christmas maze. I don't know if you find Christmas a maze or just amazing. I think it's a fairly logical season to me. But maybe I'm just a little bit simple, I don't know. Who's ever lost a child on a day out anywhere? Yeah. We'd gone to Whitby for a day, and we walked through the harbour over the bridge and then got to the steps up to Whitby Abbey. I had my three sons with me. The youngest would have been about six. And my wife said, "No, I'm not going, I don't fancy climbing all those steps, it's too hot today." I said, "Well, I'll take the boys." So we got about, no more than about 100 steps up when the youngest decided he didn't want to go. And I assumed his mother had sat at the bottom of the steps. So I said, "Well, just go back to your mum. Yeah, you know where this is going, don't you?" Yeah, well. So we went up and then we came back down again, and I couldn't see my wife anywhere, so, and then I'd look and found around a corner. So I said, "Oh, where's Adam?" "What?" Well, you can imagine a huge amount of panic then. But for a six-year-old, he was very resourceful. He went back to where the car was, which meant crossing two major roads. And we found him, but I tell you something, it took years off my life, that feeling there. So you can imagine what Joseph and Mary felt like when they were on the way back. But he said, "But why have we suddenly jumped 12 years? Have you noticed that?" In the what we have to remember is that what Luke set out to do was to write a set of important parts in Jesus' life that illustrated to his friend Theophilus what the message was. He says, "So that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught." So Theophilus had obviously been taught, but this was to fill in some gaps for him. So we take a set of snapshots and chapter 2 basically has three snapshots in there after the birth, each of them telling us who Jesus is. The first one is the angels who come to the shepherds and say, "Do not be afraid," and tells them that a saviour has been born. And they go off to find that saviour, that long-promised Messiah. The second snapshot is in the temple when Jesus is presented in the temple as a baby. And Simeon there recognises, "My eyes have seen God's salvation," he says in this. So we have angels, we have a prophet recognizing who Jesus is. And then we have Jesus telling us who he is. In coded words, said to him, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" But he did not understand what he said to them. And that's the bit I want to concentrate on today. They did not understand what he said to them. Because I think quite often we get lost in the stories of Jesus and don't quite understand what Jesus is trying to tell us. We see a Jesus here sat with the teachers in the temple, asking them questions. Now, I don't know if you know, from what we read in the rest of it, when Jesus asks a question, it's usually a very good one, and it's usually a difficult one to answer, and it illustrates something about God's love that we've missed. And I'm sure, though we don't hear any of those questions that were asked, maybe because perhaps Luke was talking to Mary about what happened, and she wasn't there to hear the questions. I don't know, but we don't hear those questions. But it talks about everybody being amazed at him. They're astonished, his parents were, when they saw where he was. All who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. So he wasn't just questioning. I get a picture that he was asking a question which was leaving people a little bit stumped, and he was giving the answers. Who knows? But when we look at Jesus as a fully grown man, we understand from that Jesus asked questions that he would answer, sometimes in a roundabout way and sometimes directly. But it begs a question of each of us, doesn't it, about how we're listening to the questions that Jesus asks us. Quite nice, isn't it, when we see the baby in the manger. And quite a lot of people, I think, actually don't get beyond that in their faith. They just, to them, Jesus is a baby in a manger, and it's a nice, cuddly picture. But actually, when you think about that story, they were in a drafty stable. Yeah. Manger. An animal's feeding trough. Once you start pointing this out to people, sometimes they're a bit startled that they never thought this through. The really important question that Jesus is asking us through there: did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Why is he asking that? Because he's pointing to his own Godhead there. Jesus is our God incarnate. We know what God is like from the stories in the Bible, in the Old Testament. But we see more fully who God is and what God's love is like when we see not just a child that's born, but a child that grows into a man. We have this snapshot at age 12, and the next time we see Jesus, he's aged about 30. But at each stage, Jesus is asking each of us, do you know who I am? Do you know? And do you understand? Because it's easy to say, isn't it, that Jesus is one of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's completely human, but also completely God. We can say these things. But do we understand the message that Jesus brings? Because Jesus' message to us is one of that love. God's love and kindness coming down into the world that invites each one of us into a response. I think it's important that we all have our own personal Bethlehem, where we recognize the place of Jesus in our lives. It comes to us maybe at different times in our lives, or maybe you're still waiting for it, I don't know. But the message that Jesus brings to it, each one of us, is one of forgiveness. Yeah, we had our prayer a confession. The words that we speak in confession are probably inadequate for everything that we've done that's not right, that doesn't measure up to God. And if we think that God doesn't know what our shortcomings are, then we're fooling ourselves. There's a real reason for that prayer of confession. which is to know that we're forgiven. God came down as a small child and grew into the man, but went to the cross so that we might be forgiven. God invites us, each one of us, into a relationship which starts with that recognition that God is our only source of salvation. It's not something that we can do ourselves. But it doesn't matter who we are. We look at that story of that first Christmas. We see the outsiders of society there. A carpenter and his pregnant fiancée. We see shepherds who lived on the margins, out on the hills in the cold and bitter winds of winter. We see wise men, foreigners, who, because they looked at the stars to tell them what was happening, were seen as being on the outside. In the birth of Christ, we see God's all-encompassing love reaching out to each one of us. And Jesus just asks a question of each one of us, which is, are you prepared just to come to me as you are? Recognizing that it doesn't matter what your faults are. It doesn't matter how low or high or mighty you think you are. I've got love enough for each one of you. Jesus' parents demonstrate their love in their anxiety when they realized that they left the boy behind. And I know what that feeling of anxiety feels like. Jesus shows his love for each one of us, not in anxiety, but by in invitation. Come to my stable, find me there. Come to my cross, find me there. Come wherever you are, because I have love for each one of you. And that's the real heart of the story of Christmas. We sang, didn't we? Jesus is the heart of Christmas. Well, actually, Jesus is the heart of everything, the heart of each day that we live. Jesus just invites us in, faults and all. He asks the clever questions of us, the words that probably make us stumble when we realize how far we are from the perfection that is God. But then, you know, I think we see Jesus smile at us. Just put an arm on our shoulder, maybe. Say, you know, it doesn't matter. I love you. So come before God. Let's just take a moment of silence, just to offer ourselves to God as we are. Lord Jesus, like your parents, not knowing where you would be, we so often find it difficult to understand. Help us, Lord, through all our lack of understanding, or even our misunderstanding as well, help us to recognize your story of love and kindness for each one of us. Help us to come like those who came to your stable. Help us to recognize you, who you are, like the prophets Simeon and Anna. And Lord, help us to recognize that no matter who we are, your love and grace is all that we need. For we pray this in your name. Amen.